Besides the presidential contest today, many Alabama Republicans are also voting in congressional primaries. In two of those races, a low-profile super PAC from Texas is trying to knock off powerful incumbents. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Super PACs in the presidential campaign have been grabbing all the headlines. They've practically taken over the TV air wars from the candidates themselves as they rack up 7 and even 8-figure contributions that the candidates aren't allowed to touch. This super PAC isn't like that. The Campaign for Primary Accountability has no million-dollar donors, at least not yet, and its goal is to oust entrenched members of Congress in their primary races, regardless of party. The past few weeks, it's been after Alabama Republican Spencer Bacchus.
Congressman Spencer Bacchus is under investigation for profiting from his office. He has taken $3.7 million from the financial industry and passed a $700 billion bank bailout.
The investigation referred to there is by the Office of Congressional Ethics. It's looking into allegations that Bacchus, as chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, used inside information to make money on Wall Street. Bacchus emphatically denies that, but he's sweating the primary like no other election since he went to Washington in 1992. Here's his counterpunch against the super PAC.
Now Obama's Democrat allies want to destroy Spencer Bacchus. That's why out-of-state interest groups are attacking Bacchus.
The super PAC is also aiming at Alabama Republican Joe Bonner, chairman of the House Ethics Committee. Bonner also has labeled the super PAC as an out-of-state special interest group. Not so, says Curtis Ellis, the spokesman for the Campaign for Primary Accountability.
We serve as the equalizer.
He says the super PAC isn't partisan, just anti-incumbent.
We want to make sure that challengers have a shot against the incumbents who have all the advantages.
Those advantages include interest group money and congressional districts drawn to let those in power stay there. Even in 2010, with the Tea Party tidal wave, 87% of incumbents won re-election. Ellis's conclusion.
So the primary election, therefore, is the real election.
In Ohio last week, the super PAC helped to oust four-term Republican Jean Schmidt from her safe Republican seat. But it spent heavily and failed to help eight-term incumbent Dennis Kucinich get past Marcy Kaptur, a 15-term incumbent, in a solidly Democratic district. As a political organization, the super PAC isn't much, just 14 donors disclosed so far and $1.8 million raised. The core group includes a construction magnate and an oil man from Texas, a business philanthropist from Denver, and Wisconsin libertarian Eric O'Keefe. He once led the push for congressional term limits. NPR analyzed the super PAC's filings at the Federal Election Commission. They showed that the group has spent $190,000 against Bacchus. The money bought the TV ads, robocalls, emails, online advertising, and direct mail. Again, spokesman Curtis Ellis.
You don't need to spend a lot of money to make a big difference.
But Bacchus's main rival, State Senator Scott Beeson, has raised just $68,000 so far, while Bacchus's total is $1.9 million. And it's entirely possible the super PAC has missed the point. William Stewart is a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Alabama.
Basically, it seems like it's attacking Bacchus for being a shrewd manager of money. And generally speaking, in Alabama, that's not a real big handicap.
Here's another line of attack, pork barrel spending. But Stewart says that for every dollar Alabama sends to Washington, it gets back $1.66.
I think the people of the state are basically pleased with that.
But nationally, the primary season still stretches on for months. The Campaign for Primary Accountability has time to refine its messages and choose more targets. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.